Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide, and the longest-running hair and beauty radio show.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Gary Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Wrap around
That we have, every new store that we open, we're going to place their products in those stores.
Wow,
because
that means a lot.
Because we write all the orders for the new stores, you know.
Wow.
So we're going to place those products in the stores because the stores are looking for black-owned products.
Mm-hmm.
Black
men. They can't find them. Can't get enough.
Exactly. Well, they can't get them because they're not in their distribution channel. They're not in the big distributors like a PK, like a Jenny's, like a B-Sales, you know, like a $7, you know, like a Ben's. They're not in those distribution channels, so it's hard for them to get into the stores. So
we have
to start from scratch. We have to do store by store by store because it used to be sales reps would go around and sell the products to the stores.
Right.
But there's not that many black reps out there anymore.
True.
So,
well, Sam,
so
I
have
to say, you're doing your part with BOPSA. You're definitely doing your part. One of the other things I wanted to mention before we close up today, something that I look forward to, and that was catching or seeing this amazing newsletter that you put out. I want to say connecting the dots, but I know it's your thing there. Can you tell us a little bit about this newsletter? Because your newsletter goes very far. How did it come about, and why is it so important?
Well, the newsletter is like an update. Let people in our industry know what's going on. You know, the stories that are not told, I'd say.
Exactly.
There's a lot of stories out there, you know, in various cities and states about what we're doing, you know, in the black hair care industry, and those stories are not told. So we try and come out with a new newsletter for readers that want to know about what's going on in the little cities and what new store is going to be opening in their town. So that's what the newsletter is about, and it's a voice. And we also send out flyers and email blasts about anybody got a new product, a new store is opening, or anything that's, you know, that our readers, the black consumers, would be interested in.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
The shop money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it could leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet, but then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge, cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost, traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois. And that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods. And black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
This morning, it is Friday, October 13th of 2023. I'm Terry Hines, and it is so nice to welcome you to today's broadcast. It's the Fan Day Friday show, of course, as we kind of march on to show number 1,000 again. Our broadcast show number 907, for those of you who are keeping track. Lots to get to, as you guys know, on today's show. We have quite a few announcements that will be coming up mid-show. And then in our Spotlight Hour, we have a very, very special guest that we're welcoming back to the show for the first time in a very, very long time. You'll remember him, but we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up in just a bit. Also wanted to remind everybody, on top of our big announcement, that the Afrolux magazine will be released very soon. We're going to talk a little bit more about that as well. So listen, we are going into the vault, as you guys know, to retrieve some of our classic episodes. And we think this is going to just be very entertaining. And we have so much more, as I said, to get to this morning. So we're going to have you to kind of wake up, get that cup of coffee, whatever it takes, and kind of pull it together for today's show. So, again, I'm Terry Hines. We're going to have you guys stay with us, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Have a very, very special guest joining us today with a very, very important topic to discuss. Now, he's from the law firm of Beasley Allen, which is based out of Atlanta, although he comes to us via Atlanta. We're talking with Mr. Navan Ward, and we'd like to officially welcome you, Navan, to the show. Good morning, officially.
Good morning, and officially, thank you. Thank you, Kerry, for having me.
Absolutely. Now, we've got to just jump on in on this topic. It's one that we have been covering. Long before the NIH put out the findings from their study back at the end of last year, we had already been discussing this on and off unofficially for years. This has been something that folks have suspected in our community, and they have discussed it at the kitchen table, perhaps, but it had never reached to having findings of a report just 100% or conclusively until I read this, what they had put out. So I want to start there a little bit, and what we're talking about is the use of chemical hair straighteners and how it seems to that there's this big link that has that apparently is caused for black women who use these chemical straighteners at a much more alarming rate than other communities. So let's talk about this. Now, Nathan, how did your law firm get involved with all of this? How did this get on your radar at your firm?
Well, you know, you're right with regards to how they have this issue, the relaxers, having some type of negative effect on those who use it. Of course, those who use it are predominantly African-American women or women who have Afro backgrounds. If you look at the start of it, look at the various different formations of it throughout the years, going from lye relaxers to all the way to no lye relaxers, but still the preparation that our women have to go through, making sure they don't scratch their head before perms, how it burns, there's a cost to straightening their hair, relaxing curls in their hair that they go through many on at least every month, every 2 months, every 3 month time frame throughout a year. It certainly has been a suspicion that type of pain has to have some negative consequences. Didn't know necessarily, at least, coming from a household with a black mother, sister, black wife, black aunts, multiple close friends and loved ones who are African-American females who have to go through that process, never really thought or could imagine that some chemicals you put on your hair could affect your uterus or your ovaries. But the thought was that, and the suspicion is that this can't necessarily be okay, so to speak, but it's become a form of life. It's become for many a necessity in order to be able to have the look that they want, or to be able to fit in, to be able to achieve whatever goals they may be real have to achieve. So many of our women push forward and utilize these products over the years, and with that NIH study that you referenced, which showed for the first time with conclusive evidence that there is a very, very strong link to hair relaxer users and uterine cancer. And other studies that have also linked ovarian cancer to the use as well. It definitely was startling, and it's something that all of these beautiful women in my life, as well as the clients that have the awesome responsibility and appreciation to represent, that's an issue that we're having to cope with and deal with. And for some who are already victims of this, and then some that now have the knowledge that it may very well cause these particular injuries, and how they have to move forward with it is something that that study certainly gave to many both victims and hopefully informing the public as they go forward. In the best way possible to not be victims of this particular product as well. And so when you talk about how our firm has gotten involved in it, for the last 15 years plus, there's probably not been another firm in the country who has focused on a lot of cases, but in particular cases that dealt with females being the victims of whatever pharmaceutical drug, device, or cosmetic product, the injuries being a cancer to one of their organs, whether it's breast cancer, ovarian cancer, here both ovarian cancer and uterine cancer. We've handled the most cases, we've tried the most cases in litigation that dealt with that, whether it is hormone replacement therapy, where menopausal women took estrogen to deal with hormonal or menopausal symptoms, which resulted in breast cancer. So whether it is talcum powder, baby powder litigation, we were the first to have the first four or five trials and verdicts that showed the world that Johnson & Johnson and the makers of baby powder and other companies that make baby powder, feminine hygiene products, showing that link to ovarian cancer. And now that we've been looking at, and now we're looking at the hair relaxer products and the link to ovarian and uterine cancer and directly. So since we've had that background, you know, we unfortunately saw a lot of clients that, in the talcum powder, Johnson & Johnson baby powder context, who had ovarian cancer or uterine cancer that didn't meet the scientific criteria for that to be a case, or that subset who also use hair relaxers, as we've been kind of looking at it leading up to the NIH study, you know, we found that there were quite a few. We had the talcum powder litigation. We had, you know, we represent thousands of those clients, and for the ones that didn't meet the criteria for that, for the science behind that litigation, we were astonished at how many African Americans were in that group, or minorities who use this product are in that group, and it was something where we could not.
This is
not helpful.
Not to interrupt you, it's just so disturbing on so many levels. I have to be really honest with you. It's really, it almost sometimes, I mean, you know, it's a lot for us to digest, because I think in the community, and we're known, you know, we spend a lot of money on hair and beauty. We over-index in this area and the African-American community. So we're thinking that the products that we use are safe. This is what we are believing. And we're thinking the ingredients that go into those products are largely the same that would go into products that are made for, you know, Caucasian communities or other communities. And sometimes we're starting to find that they may be entirely different ingredients in some of these products, which may contribute to why we are seeing certain alarming rates of these cancers in women of color on a more predominant level. So this is something that really, you know, we're paying attention to now, Navan, and I'm just blown away that, and sadly that it's taken this long. Like I said, when we at the top of this, this is something we kind of have been, like, especially with the baby powder, we've heard that off and on over the years, and here we've heard murmurings and things like that. But this, to me, was definitive. And here's my only concern and issue with my own fellow colleagues in the hair industry, and that is that, listen, guys, I know you may have a horse in the race in this, and here's what I mean. You have these big manufacturers who I've known some of them here and there over the years, but here's the problem with that, some of the folks who speak on their behalf receive funds, and so that might kind of sadly, kind of put the hush on having these folks talk about this. I have literally seen with my own eyes where folks who, you know, who may be pocketing funds, and I'm talking personally, this is me, Kerry Hines, not anybody from any firms or anything like that, but just me, and I have these colleagues who are receiving these funds, and sadly, so when they're talking about this, they're calling it mythical or calling it a myth. And to me, you're doing a great harm. No matter what you believe, I'd rather that you err on the side of, you know, caution and not you know, I just, it's disturbing to me personally. So this is why I wanted to, I saw you guys' commercial for Beasley Allen, and I had to get you guys on. I love how you lay it out on your site. I love the work that you guys are doing. And so this is why I wanted to have you on the show today, Nathan. So thank you very much for being here.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. And, yeah, go right ahead, please, Nathan, please.
No, you go ahead.
Well, listen, I just wanted to just catch everybody up to speed. If you're just tuning in, if you're just joining us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I am in Brooklyn, New York, but our guest today, he actually comes to us out of the Atlanta area, and he's with an incredible, incredible firm called Beasley Allen, which we're so proud. Like I said, when I saw the commercials that you guys have put out there and how you lay this out, where you really do explain the history of this, in terms of using these hair straightening, these chemical straighteners, I should say. It's just, and then you have to understand, folks, and it's hard for us to kind of, because there's so many legs to this, there's so many different levels to it. You also have to look at traditionally in this community and how we have, had to kind of, like you said, fit into society's standards, where we have just one European standard of beauty, pretty much. And there's nothing wrong with that, folks. Let me just officially say that our issue is usually that there are many standards of beauty, not just one. And so if we can pull that back, maybe we can kind of not have to deal with this outcome with, these studies and all of that. You know, eventually that would just go away, and not so much the studies, but the actual cancer, and these awful, awful chemicals and things that are contributing to this. So we're going to stay on top of this. So, Nathan Ward, I just want to thank you, first of all, for being with us. Now,
no problem.
For one moment. Go right ahead, Nathan, because this is the big
I did
topic,
want to touch.
So, go right ahead.
Yeah, no problem. I did want to touch on something you mentioned earlier. You talk about, there are certain myths out there about hair products and for, white women, European descent women, the thought about how much, the assumption that they spend much more on hair products or cosmetic products or beauty products. And what people don't realize, and this is kind of astonishing, to me, but it certainly makes sense when you look at this litigation, you look at the issues that these women have had to deal with, you look at the overall picture of things, African-American spending accounts for as much as 22% of the $42 billion a year personal care product market. In the U.S. alone, African-American consumers spend over $1 trillion a year, with a significant amount of that spending towards hair care products. And for instance, in just 2020, in the global African-American hair care market was estimated at $2.5 billion, with the hair relaxer market alone being $718 million in 2021, with expectation of growth to $850+ million annually by 2028. And so, that there certainly is a myth to think that, African-American women and that community spend substantial amounts of money in this industry, which is one of the reasons why, unfortunately, we have seen and expect to see even more the corners that reflect the burying of head in the sand with regards to the negative effects that these women are unfortunately having to deal with. We're a responsible manufacturer should and would be expected to do a lot better with warning and being able to remove that risk.
Absolutely. Do you, Navan, feel that there's been enough conversations about this already? Because here, I think that over at Hair Radio, I feel that we are not getting enough. I don't know if enough of this is getting out to folks about the seriousness of this and how pervasive this is. When I think about it, and I'll tell you why, since we've been talking about this report and so many of these things over, you know, the course of, as we move along in this year, we, you know, there's some who will say, oh, well, or just literally, you know, turn a deaf ear or whatever it is. You know, they just don't put the, I don't know, the, it just doesn't seem like it's resonating as much as it should, in my opinion. What do you say to these folks about should they, you know, about taking it seriously or more seriously than it seems that they have?
Well, you know, you start off the show saying, hey, there's always been suspicion of a negative result from the hair elections around the kitchen table, et cetera. People sometimes have a negative view on lawyers. You mentioned that Abby said very nice things about some of that you've seen from our firm. What lawsuits do is help drive that discussion. You know, and unless you are, you know, in the medical field, in the research medical field, when NIH studies come out or important studies come out to show an issue, that's not necessarily something that's going to be headline news. It's not going to be something that the normal person is going to know about or pick up. And as lawyers, particularly as plaintiff lawyers, it's our job to kind of be the gatekeepers of seeing what dangers are out there and holding those manufacturers who make bad products that hurt people responsible. And in doing so, we bring these lawsuits to hopefully drive that discussion, to hopefully inform people, whether they have a lawsuit or not. It makes you more aware of something that you would not otherwise have been aware of. So, you know, has there been discussion about it, you know, before the study came out? You know, not of any significance, only suspicions, and, you know, a lot of times I was suspicious of the things that you were talking about around the kitchen table. You know, probably, who knows if it's right or wrong. It certainly hasn't necessarily, some of those suspicions haven't come to fruition, so to speak, but this is an instance where where it has, in this instance, with the type of injuries where it has. And so I think it certainly will help continue the discussion in the course. Of course, you drawing light and interviewing me and others and just continue discussion and others like you are also helping to inform people to drive that discussion and information in the right direction.
Absolutely, and I think this, like you said, this is just one of those spokes in the wheel on this subject, but we're going to keep shining the light on this, and I so appreciate the work that you guys have put out there, Beasley Allen. To me, this is, you know, and it really affects our community quite a bit, and at this show, really, this is what we've been kind of talking about all this time. And I just, you know, so I thank you, and please pass this along to your colleagues there for, you know, helping again to these folks, you know, helping the folks who are dealing with this directly. And my heart goes out to these people who have been diagnosed with these cancers and related illnesses because of this. But I also appreciate the fact that you guys help their members of their family who, because a lot of these folks may have lost their lives as a result of this. And so you help those family members too and their loved ones. And this is something that I have noted. And thank you for that.
So, Nathan Ward, my goodness, thank you for coming to our show today. Now, I have to ask you because, you know, you when I saw your profile there, I said, oh, my gosh, I'm so proud of what you have accomplished there. And just being a professional, an attorney out there, helping the folks in our community, speaking to this and so many other things that, that you know, shine a light and help folks of color. I just want to ask you, so who, where did you get your inspiration from, and who poured into you, sir, Mr. Nathan Ward, to become such a professional man out there and doing such big things, especially like this? This particular situation, but who poured into you?
Well, you know, I tell you, I'm African American male, grew up in single parent home, led by, of course, my mom. Of course, my dad was there; they were divorced. I was in a different state, and he was involved, but just because of distance, the majority of my childhood was again in a single parent family home with my sister. And my mom. And, you know, when you talk about the importance of people being like you be, the importance of seeing people who look like you on TV, it resonates greatly with me because I didn't know any lawyers growing up. I didn't know any lawyers or other judges or anything like that, where a lot of my law school classmates, their parents were lawyers or family members were lawyers. What inspired me was seeing Blair Underwood, character in L.A. Law, a young black man who was in a law firm, mainly majority white law firm, and I didn't know what lawyers did, but I knew he there was something about him that I could identify with in the respect that he had. It seemed like he was doing good for his clients. And in my head, I was like, I want to do that, not even really knowing what a lawyer did. And that coupled with my mom saying how much I love to argue with my sister, and I thought I won most of those arguments. I could be nothing but a lawyer. And so that's what made me want to go into law, into law, and being able to do it for 21 years at Beasley Allen, which has done an awesome job of really caring for its clients of all kinds. It's been a perfect place for me.
Well, listen, I have to say, and it definitely we can attest to that. And we appreciate your time today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You'll have to come back again and let us know how you progress with these lawsuits and the impact that we suspect that's going to have and all your work there. So, Nathan Ward of Beasley Allen, an attorney there, we thank you so much for spending time with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we'll have you back real soon. Thank you again,
Carrie. Thank you for having me, and I do appreciate all of you. You're doing the channel out on this, and again, thank you for having me,
Michael Hopkins. When I think about how far we have come on the All New Hair Radio Morning Show, I am just taken aback. We're talking about 900 plus episodes.
Wow.
So, yeah, so I've got to say, because you've been with us as the host of the Vet Talk radio show, you've done quite a bit of broadcast in your own right of your 30-minute weekly show, the Vet Talk radio show. So you understand probably better than most how big this is.
Oh, yeah.
So, Michael, I'm going to ask you if you can kind of help us to put it into words. What goes through your mind when you think of this? Over 900 or 900 plus episodes, that's a lot of a three-hour broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So what kind of goes through your mind, sir?
Lots of things, Carrie. One of them is the excitement.
It is so exciting to be a part of 900 shows. It is so exciting. A lot of people don't get that opportunity to be a part of something like this. And I'm a part of something like this. And it just blows me away to be a part of something that's just bigger than you, is bigger than me, is just, is huge. A lot of people do not get that opportunity.
They just don't. And Michael,
and
just want to jump in and say, it feels like you've been with us for all 900 episodes. You fit
very
in
much so
with our broadcast, that it's almost so, it's like you're part of the fabric of the All New Hair Radio Morning Show, because you are. We get to host the show, Michael Hopkins, Carrie Hines, and Nicole Marie. And I've got to say, Michael, you've been with us for hundreds of episodes, literally. And folks have come to expect you every day to have that cup of coffee or a cup of tea first thing in the morning. And that, it just means something. So is it a surprise that you've done so well fitting into, you know, the hair and beauty format, as we know that you come from a military background, almost the antithesis of hair and beauty, if you will, although there is a lot of commonality and spillover. But is it a big surprise? I would imagine it to be a little bit of a surprise that you kind of fit in and, you know, and kind of made a lot of this. You know, you've made it your home. What do you
right.
think of that, Michael?
Yeah, yes, Carrie, it is a big surprise because, as you said, I come from I guess you'd say a different world. I come from a military, law enforcement, security, kind of high-level government contracting world. And this is a whole new world for me, the hair and the beauty community. It's a whole new world. And what I'm finding, Carrie, is that I'm enjoying this world.
You're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is my honor to welcome back to our broadcast Mr. Jorge. And along with Jorge, we have Miss Naomi. Welcome, guys. Welcome to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show.
Welcome.
Thank you so much, Carrie. How are you?
Awesome. I am doing great. Well, first, I want to kind of jump on in, and to all of our sharp-eared listeners, they kind of already know who you are, Jorge. Okay. You've been, yes, because you have been a part of the content and programming throughout our network, I should say. You're part of, and we have like a wonderful podcast that's available on 9 platforms, including Spotify and Apple. And they can find you right there. So when they're on listening to their favorite music, you've already informed a great deal of folks all about autism when they have listened to you on the podcast on Spotify, in addition to our archived content through the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we are just so honored. You did a great job. And so I just wanted to let you know that on behalf of all of us at the Hair Radio Morning Show, thank you for educating us on the subject of autism. Great job.
Thank you so much.
Now, today, we have a very special reason for bringing you back to this network and to our amazing show, and that is because you're not alone, like Michael Jackson sang. You are not alone. We have Miss Naomi, who is, I'm going to let you introduce Miss Naomi Jorge. Who is Naomi? Tell us all about Naomi Jorge.
Naomi, I guess you can say it in three simple words. I love you.
Wow, okay. And so we're going to just expound on that a little bit. Naomi, if you haven't figured it out already, Naomi and Jorge are an amazing couple who I have the great honor and privilege to introduce you guys to on a much deeper level as well. And that is because Jorge himself has been considered autistic, and so today's focus is to see how you guys, and Naomi, you're a big part of this as well, how to see how you guys are kind of, you know, building and starting a brand new relationship with something like autism as the backdrop as well. And so we're going to talk about all of that. But first, let's kind of at least tell the folks, just remind everybody, Jorge, on what your life is like with autism. We'll start there.
Yes, for sure, Kerry, for sure. I guess I can tell you autism.
And we're going to have you to speak up really well, Mr.
Yes, sir.
You speak up really well on there. Go right ahead.
I guess I can tell you guys that autism is a blessing, but a curse in disguise as a blessing. There's a lot of difficulties that I struggle with, but there's a lot of blessings and benefits that Naomi can have with autism. She can agree. But autism on a day-to-day basis, I struggle socially. And as far as sensitivity, the noises, the volumes can be a lot more difficult to manage compared to you guys that hear six times lesser than we do.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, and you, go ahead. Did you have something else you wanted to add?
As far as relationships, day-to-day meeting people, and I guess it can be hard to communicate, especially when I'm overwhelmed, or it can be hard to understand what someone's feeling, judging by their looks. But it's usually things that I can deal with and I cope with, but I also know how to manage it enough to help me, you know, deal with life on a day-to-day basis, Curry.
Awesome. Well, let me just, as you guys know out there, we all have Google fingers. You know, we're all Google professors. So once I looked up autism, and online it says this, autism is a complex neurobehavioral disorder characterized by impairment in reciprocal social interaction, impairment in communication, and the presence of repetitive and stereotypic patterns of behaviors, interests, and activities. The onset of symptoms is typically before the age of 3. The severity of impairment in the given domains, as well as the pattern of impairments, varies from individual to individual. That is why diagnosticians refer to a spectrum of disability, and we've all heard that ASD, autism spectral disorder. So now I want to turn over a little bit, and we're going to get a little bit more into this. And as I mentioned earlier at the top of this wonderful piece, is that we have an entire video that's out there. You can look and see Mr. Jorge. He's on camera with me as well, which is on our Salon TV Network app, as well as on our Salon TV channel, and then, of course, on Spotify with a podcast. Now, I've got to turn to, I'm getting ready to say, our very special guest today, Naomi, who this is the first time you're making a debut on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So welcome and good morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm kind of nervous, but...
Oh, no. Don't be nervous. You are amongst friends. And we welcome you. And so, Naomi, and that's what I want to do. I want to start... Tell us a little bit about yourself.
A little bit of myself? Well,
yes.
I can describe myself as a loving person, first of all. I love to be myself, and I also like to be the right, no matter what the society says. I always like to be the right in this world.
Wonderful. Now, I have to say that the two of you are a couple. And,
yes.
Jorge, we are familiar with Jorge's challenges in being autistic. And, mm-hmm. Naomi, you are not. You are not autistic. So I want, what's your impression? What did you, when you guys met and you started to this amazing friendship, what went through your mind? Were you familiar with autism? Because I really, until I had a chance to meet Jorge and learn up close what this is all about, and I can, again, thank Mr. Jorge for that. You know, I was totally unknowing. So this whole thing is very important. It was a big part of my education, and we're helping a lot of listeners today with this as Jorge has kind of educated them along the way as well. So what went through your mind, Naomi?
Well, being honest.
Yes. Oh, sure, be honest. Yes. We're not going to tell anybody on the show. It's just between us three today.
being honest, when we just met, I like him as a friend because he always been a wonderful person, an excellent man. At first, I didn't know he was autistic because back in the time, I didn't really know what autistic looks like. I thought back in the moment, I thought autistic was, as many movie theater, they pointed out as more like mentally challenged, but he definitely he is a wonderful man. So I learned what is autistic when I met him. When he told me, "Hey, I'm autistic," I'm like, "Are you serious? You're lying, you're lying." But he showed me actually it's true. He struggled socially, but definitely that's something that we can work on, because the key of our relationship is that it's just accepting to each other, accepting our strengths and also weaknesses. We need to accept our weaknesses in order to overcome and to achieve our goals also as a couple. So he needs to accept me as I am, and I also need to accept him as he is, as an autistic, wonderful person, I will say. So we also need to love to each other. Doesn't matter if he's not perfect. He won't be perfect, as well as I won't be. I will never be perfect. But we can be perfect to each other, right, Georgie?
I agree.
You agree?
Wow.
So
I'm just, yes, please, go right ahead, Naomi.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry.
No, please.
So, being honest, being with an autistic man as Georgie has been a blessing. Sometimes he might say it's not a blessing, it's like a curse. I don't really think so. It's just how we handle the things. Can be a curse depending if we don't know how to handle autism. If we know what it is, so we know how to handle it. Exactly. So we know how to handle it. And once we know, that can be a blessing, because what I love from Georgie is that he can lie to me. Clearly, he can. He can, because he can. You cannot, when he try to lie to you, he can. Sometimes he tries to impress or do something, or try to, I don't know, to lie, but you can tell by his eyes that he's lying. And he, at the end, even if I don't notice, he says, like, "Oh, I'm sorry, Naomi, I lied to you." I'm like, okay. He's really honest.
5 seconds later, after telling him,
yeah,
like, "Babe, I lied."
Yeah, because he gets totally, like, uncomfortable with himself. He cannot, he can't be an actor when he's lying.
Yes.
So. He gets really uncomfortable with himself, and you can notice. So you start asking him, "Hey, Georgie, there is something wrong?" And then he's like, "Oh, my God, I'm so sorry, Naomi, I lied to you." And I said, "I'm not." It's nice, baby, I know.
So to interrupt, I'm going to tell you the truth. So we were, like, a couple of weeks back,
We're laughing about it. I said, Naomi, I'm going to be honest. If I ever have staples, if I come home from work with staples in my eyes, you've got to know that I cheated on you.
Oh.
But definitely he won.
No. We know he's joking.
But definitely he won.
I am blown away. I really am. I have to say, I'm just beyond words. Beyond words. And I appreciate both of you being so candid and just being upfront and honest. And I have to say in this, you know, let me just catch everybody up to speed on this. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I have two folks on who are very special to me, and they are actually very special guests today. We're talking about the subject of not just autism, but how it also affects the folks closest to you. And in the case of our guest today, we have Mr. Jorge. We're going to just say Jorge. Now, Jorge is autistic.
Yes,
and
sir.
Yes, you are autistic. But, you know, you're not here today by yourself. You have an amazing, wonderful lady named Naomi, who we're overjoyed to welcome you to the Hair Radio Morning Show. And to hear the words that you've just expressed about Jorge and how you're working together, you're a team, a unit, if you will, it's just mind-blowing. And so I just wanted you to know that. It sounds
so
just...
Thank you so much, Kerry.
Awesome. You did well, Jorge. You did well.
Really appreciate
you did well. Okay. Yes. And Naomi? You did well. You did well. Okay. So I just want you guys to know that. Now, for you listeners out there, this is really, really an important subject. And you know what? The whole thing about the social aspect of it, because these are things that those of us who are not dealing with autistic may take for granted. And so I can actually tell you I would probably lose my patience very quickly early on, because I might not understand what to look out for. So this is why it's important to familiarize yourself, or educate is a better way to say it. Did you begin to kind of do some research, Naomi? How have you kind of, you know, prepared yourself, so to speak, for some of the challenges in being with someone who's autistic?
Yes. We had to do some research. In my case, I need to do and I'm still doing some research about how to work with an autistic when he's on his mood. Sometimes he gets overwhelmed with certain things, with certain noises too. So I do, in my case, I really need to be really calm and try to speak to him really in a lovely way. For example, in his case, he loves me when I hug him. Anytime that I need to tell him maybe a really strong topic, maybe something that can make him overwhelmed, I need to first hug him and tell him beautiful stuff, and then I can start telling him what I really need to tell him.
And it works every time.
Yes, and it works all the time. Thanks, God.
But to interrupt you, I also have to, you know, get onto a same level with understanding that it's not just an autistic in a relationship. It's also Naomi.
Yes.
The non-autistic. So we're both getting to the point where we're accepting each other's differences, and we're also trying to learn how to manage each other's differences instead of making fire and gas.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, go right ahead.
There's no fire in where we can create an explosion. We don't want that. So I think for me, the best thing that I've been trying to do is learning that I am autistic. I struggle socially. So instead of asking her to help me and be patient with me, I have to do the same thing for her. Please be patient with her because I'm struggling.
Exactly. And you were next on our list. I just wanted you to know. I was coming to you next, Jorge, but you took us right there. because I was about to ask you. Now, we have identified the challenges of a person who is non-autistic and interacting with someone in a relationship who is autistic.
Yes.
Well, now we're going to flip it around, as Jorge kind of just went there. So what are some of the I'm coming in with my stereotypes, of course, so that's so that I understand. But, Jorge, are there any challenges in having being in a relationship with someone who is non-autistic?
Honestly, I would be honest with you. The main challenge is social tension. Like, sometimes you might want to say certain things, but there's a time and place for everything. So differentiating those two differences can be difficult depending on how I am feeling and depending on why I'm feeling and when I'm feeling.
Okay. And I was just thinking as you were saying, I was like, well, that kind of sounds like all relationships to me. But I know what you mean. It can be exacerbated or, you know, accentuated because of the autism.
A lot more intense for us.
Right, exactly. Okay, wow. Well, folks, again, if you're just kind of tuning on in, you are listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and with me today on the line, we have Jorge and Naomi. Now, you guys are in the Northeast. Where are you guys? What state are you guys in?
Where are you? New Jersey.
New Jersey, okay. And yes, you go ahead. I'm sorry, Jorge. Go right on in. Jump in.
All the way from Atlantic City, New Jersey to New York.
And we love folks in Atlantic City because we have the Hair Nation Expo events down in Atlantic City. So
yes,
at the Showboat Hotel. So we just love that. And we're going to remind folks about that before we say goodbye to you today. But right now, I kind of want to jump back on in. And I appreciate the way that you both are being, as I said earlier, you're being very candid about this, and it's not easy to do because there are a lot of folks out there who have children who are autistic, who have all kinds of, you know, parents and you know, siblings and so forth. And this was something that, you know, me, myself, and my generation, I was not as familiar with this. So this seems to me to be something that's relatively recent for me to learn about, as I mentioned earlier. The other thing is that New Jersey seems to, as a state, in terms of dealing with autism, has its own set of numbers and things. It just seems like it's kind of an anomaly. It's in a different, they have all kinds of different dynamics in terms of how autism affects, it seems, that people are affected in the state of New Jersey versus some of the other states. So we, you know, we can definitely research that. So I just have to say, Jorge, can you describe to us a little bit more about some of the, you know, the things, the way autism might affect someone like yourself, you know, some of the things that might be, again, a little bit more of a challenge. So you said kind of listening or like just social interactions and things like that. That's where it really, that's the whole idea, I think, behind it, right?
For sure. I'm just going to start off with this. I can't tell you what other autistics feel, but as far as myself, I can try to help you understand autism in general. Autism, if we think about it, kind of refer back to a mixtape or a studio session, right? You see different knobs and different volumes for different areas, right?
Yeah.
Now imagine that as an autistic, where you see different volumes for different areas. Now incorporate the spectrum to it. A spectrum means not everybody that's autistic is going to act or deal with things the way this autistic does. You know, so when I think about autism, to help people understand a spectrum, you got to refer back to that studio session with different knobs to different areas. Which one can be louder, which one can be softer, which one can be overwhelmed, or which one's going to be a little overwhelmed. There's always a different knob to each autistic.
I have to say, now there are all kinds of beliefs out there where this has come from. And Naomi, I'm sure you've heard of some of these things. Does it not go through your mind sometimes? You're like, well, where did this, you know, where did this come from? Because, you know, and when you see and meet, when you meet Jorge, you meet him and you don't, you know, you can't imagine. And he's, Jorge, you're just such a down-to-earth, smart as a whip, kind-hearted soul. And, you know, if you didn't really share that you were, you know, autism is one of your challenges, if you will, we wouldn't know.
But it would recognize.
Yes, right.
We wouldn't know. So, like you kind of mentioned earlier, Naomi.
What does autism look like?
Right.
Yeah.
What does it, well, let me ask you guys that question. What does it look like now?
It looks like acceptance.
Yeah.
Mm.
Definitely. It
looks like
acceptance. And we all are different. Definitely. Every people, we struggle in certain areas. But we can be, all of us, we can be different because, and struggle in different areas. But at the same time, we all will look the same. Autistic, there is not a special face for autistic. Autistic is just a normal person that struggles in an area that I might not struggle.
Kind of explain it like this. Autism, we make the easy things look hard.
Yeah.
And the hard things look easy.
Yeah, sometimes.
So
yeah.
The easiest things that most people would take for granted, we struggle with. Like, most people wouldn't think about going out in public and having to worry about noises. So everything that's easy to you guys might be harder for us. But most things that are harder for you guys are actually easier for us, such as technology or art or things like the hardest things we can do, but it's the easiest things.
Yes, sure.
That are really difficult for autism.
Yes, sure.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you one thing, and I can say this. Jorge, you do not let any of these things stop you.
No,
you
sir.
Thrive. And there are folks out here who may not, their challenges may be some things that we just can't see or know about, and they seem able-bodied, so to speak, but we let those things, they kind of impede us from going on with our lives. And if there's one thing I'm picking up today, right here on this show, in this moment, is that to have someone to support you as you do, And I mean this to each of you, to have each other, it says a whole lot.
Yeah.
It says a whole lot.
Yeah.
So
sometimes
I just want to, yes, go ahead.
Sometimes when I'm overwhelmed with Naomi, it really helps to move in gratitude, you know. Certain times I'll be like, man, she don't understand me. And sometimes I want to be upset. But it helps to live in gratitude, like, even though I'm upset with her, I appreciate that she's not like everybody else.
Well,
and
no, she's not like everybody else. I heard that as soon as she said about two or three sentences. I heard that very clearly, Naomi. I have to say, I'm so honored, and so have our listeners. So, we can tell why, you know, that how you guys are together, obviously. Great job for both of you. Now, I want to just inform our listeners a little bit here. And again, you know, we want to remind everybody that if you want to, you know, find out more about Jorge and Naomi's journey, you can, because Jorge has a wonderful Instagram account, so that you guys can visit and sign up or follow him or whatever they say these days. Go to on what is it on Instagram as follow?
Model fan page would be stylistic_autistic.
Okay, so let's say that again slowly for everybody. Folks my age and up. Go
so guys,
slow. Yes.
My model fan page would be stylistic_autistic.
And that's your fan page for your modeling career. We want to remind everybody, too, because we didn't really get to do that today so much. But Jorge is a model. He is fantastic. He's also going to be working with us and continuing to work with us here on the Hair Radio Salon TV Network, all that wonderful good stuff. And
yeah.
Also, Miss Naomi, I'm hoping you both will be joining us. I saw some great pictures, and we love the pictures. First of all, I said, wow. I immediately contacted Jorge, and I said, this is awesome. You guys make an awesome couple, and now
thank
we know why.
Thank you so much.
So,
thank
great
you
job.
So.
It's my pleasure. So, listen, we're going to have you guys to come back soon to the broadcast and kind of, you know, bring us up to date. We're going to continue to follow you guys. And, you know, and again, on Instagram, go to stylistic_autistic. Again, that's stylistic underscore autistic. And that will connect you with Jorge's modeling page with all of his information. You could see a whole bunch of stuff there, which is just great. And again, visit on the internet. You can even Google the Carrie Hines podcast, and you could even type in Jorge's first name. I'm sure it'll pop up there, and you'll see the podcast from our original interview that we did, which we have a whole bunch of wonderful things and connections out there and podcasts and video and all that wonderful good stuff. And this interview, of course, will just play all across our networks for everybody and to keep them informed of what you're doing. So again, Naomi, any last thoughts? I'll ask each of you. Any last thoughts, Naomi?
Yes, sure. My last thought is that this relationship, this experience with Georgie has been definitely a blessing for me, because that helped me to know what really love is. Love is not just a feeling, it's also a choice to, it's a choice to love that person. It's a choice to say, hey, I accept you as you are, doesn't matter what, and I chose you to love you just as you are. Also, he has helped me to be more tolerant, right, and more lovely, right, Georgie? And more patient, of course. I don't used to be really patient with people before, but after, since I've been here with him, it has been definitely a blessing, a personal blessing for me. I feel that I am a better person thanks to him.
It gets no better than that. Jorge, we're giving you the last word. Did you have anyone that you want to shout out to, or last thoughts that you want to leave?
Wait. There's no shout out without Marcus. Marcus, if you are listening to this, shout out to Marcus. God bless you, man. Love you. John Freeman, shout out to you. Thank you for hooking me up with Carrie Hines. And to all the people that I sincerely love and genuinely appreciate, I thank God for you guys and your support. And you're just being you guys in my life. And Patty, love you. And everybody else, you guys know.
Okay.
So, Carrie Hines, shout out to Carrie.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is Friday morning. It's October 13th of 2023. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines. That was Jorge and Naomi. And, of course, Jorge still battles with autism. He's got autism. But a wonderful young man who really goes through life and does his best. And we wish him well. He's down in the Atlantic City, New Jersey area. Also, you know, we've covered so many topics, and I just went in the vault to get that piece. And I'm blown away when I really look back and see what we've done here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Let me turn to Michael Hopkins. What can I say? You heard a little bit from Michael earlier in the hour, the Vet Talk radio host down in Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael, good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning, Carrie Hines.
Yeah, so listen, I just wanted to check in. It's, again, folks have heard a little bit from you already about going into our 900th show or thereabouts. You've been listening as well. Anything you want to say about today's show?
Wow, Carrie, I really enjoy listening to Jorge. I love his story, and it just shows me that you can do things. You can learn how to adapt and overcome. That's what I love about his story. Every time we play that piece, it is so inspiring, Carrie. I mean, it really is. I enjoy it.
Okay. Well, Michael, what we're going to do, because we have a lot to get to, thank you for that, by the way, we're going to talk a little bit about Vet Talk, just a drop or two, because we have a
big, big hour ahead. We have live guests joining us today. Mark David Carter, who is the man behind the big Afro International Fashion Show. It's a fashion show coming up live and in person in Brooklyn, New York on Sunday, November 26th. We'll tell you all about it in the next hour. And when our special guest, Mark David Carter, returns, the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we're going to get on with that. It's going to be a busy morning. So we have great big interviews ahead. We also have a fashion designer joining us, as well as a spoken word artist. So it's going to be action-packed, wall to wall.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Okay, yes. Some of the background noise, though. But, yeah, everything is moving along well this morning, folks. Just real happy to have you guys with us. And we'll take a little bit of a music break. We'll be back. We've got much more to get to in this and on this Friday, the 13th of 2023. Really good to have you with us, Michael. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, baby. Can I talk to you?
Let me holler at you.
If I told you I adore you, it would cost me nothing, but it cost me everything. If I could offer you nothing, but oh, my time and patience is enough. There's no price tag on talk this touch. So I text you love letters and send you point status. Count on me to make it better. It's me on you and you on me. Baby, baby, baby. Baby, baby, baby. Baby, baby, baby. Baby, baby, baby. I love you.
You're listening to The Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide, and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
The moment you put a stop to people disrespecting and taking advantage of you is the moment they label you as difficult, crazy, and selfish. Be as difficult, crazy, and selfish as you need to be. Manipulation hates boundaries. Protect your peace. Be a blessing.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have two very special guests joining us today for the very first time on our show, literally from the West Coast, the Midwest, from just about everywhere, all over the country. First, I have to say, we have you guys kind of got on our radar here through Cali Braids. And Ms. Keisha Moore out from California. We're going to tell you all about that. But let me just officially welcome Ms. B and Issa Simone to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Good morning, guys. Good morning. Hello.
Hey. Good morning.
Oh, we know, Carrie, we're dealing with producer extraordinaire. So when we dealing with you, Carrie Hines, it ain't no such thing as it's gonna be aight. No, it's never gonna be aight. It's always gonna be excellence, Carrie.
That's
what you do, man. You bring out the excellence in all of us. You make us step up to the plate, and you bring out us being professional at doing this. That's what you do, man. I mean, that's what you do. Wouldn't you guys agree with that?
Absolutely.
I agree, and I think it's trusting, Kerry, too. Like, you can't open up or can't be 100% honest if you don't trust the host or trust the person who you're dealing with. And I think that's the camaraderie that's there. Everybody trusts Kerry, and then we trust each other.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, we have with us three very special guests with us today. They're from the world of music. It's a wonderful new group called 4EY, The Future. Guys, I want to welcome you to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Thanks for having us, man.
Well, I'm happy to do so. Now, first, why don't we just go down and introduce yourselves? You're a trio, so we want to paint the picture for other folks out there. Yeah, tell us who you are.
What's up, I'm meet you so crazy.
And this is Trey.
And this is Kenny Iko.
Together we are for
EY, The Future.
All right. Well, listen, I want to kind of start with telling the folks you guys have a wonderful new song out, and I think we should start there. Let's tell the folks about this great song that everybody is talking about, the video, and it's on YouTube and everywhere. About Scoot Over. Tell us how that came about.
This is Mickey speaking, and the song Scoot Over came about by us being in Atlanta. We had a couple shows out there, and at one of our shows, the producer, Mr. Zaytoven, who's done Nicki Minaj, Usher, the Migos, Gucci Mane, and the list goes on, he was at one of our shows, and we our management connected with him. We got in the studio, and there you have it. He played a beat, and Scoot Over just came out spontaneously. And once we got the concept down, you know, we're a dancing group. So once we had the song, we put the dance to it, and now it's going crazy.
I see. So now you guys go out and perform at all of the different – I know you guys do a lot of school tours and things like that. And I've seen some of the responses already, and I've read some stuff online. What do you guys think of all of this? I mean, the girls, they're just going crazy with you guys out there. What is your take on all of this?
This is Michi, and, man, it's just a blessing. You know, it's a blessing to have such a good fan base so early in our careers. You know, we've only been doing it for a year and a half, you know, and we're already kind of reaching stardom. You know, it's really a blessing because we work so hard for this. You know, we in artist development right now. Yeah, 15 hours a day, artist development, man. It's crazy. Even on Sundays,
I love
we
it.
Wake up, do union training, lessons, weight training, dance choreography, and then we hit the studio. We've been doing that for a year and a half straight. While we're having shows every week, of course. With us putting in all that work, man, we're just glad that the fans are really loving us and giving us the response that we've been working so hard to get.
Exactly. And you know what, guys, it does. It takes all of that and more, as I'm sure they are. Now, you guys have an amazing team of folks behind you, speaking of which. You really do. I was reading some of the – I couldn't believe some of these folks who are working with you, as you kind of mentioned a little earlier. So tell us again who some of those producers are and some of the ideas that they have for you guys in the, you know, in the future as well.
This is Kenny Iko, and we're working with a lot of great and talented and wise people. Here at 41MG, we got a producer staff like Hudson Penn. He worked with Melody Fiona, Jennifer Lopez. We have King Beast. He worked with Drew Hill, Cisco. And we have also some great writers like Santino Rose who wrote our song, Scoot Over. And we also been working with the great Zaytoven Beats. He is in Atlanta. He's located in Atlanta. He did everything from Nicki Minaj to Migos to Usher. So, like, we've been working with some great people. We have features with Jadakiss, Soulja Boy, We Are Tunes, and the list goes on. We're just getting started on that one.
I see. Now, hold on. You know what? Let's take everybody back a little bit, guys. Let's take everybody back. You guys are from, like, the D.C., Maryland area. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. All right, so, you know, going out on the road and meeting all these different folks, are you finding that, you know, that the response is different, like from the fans that you guys have in different cities? You know, is it different in different regions? You know, have you found that? Or does everybody pretty much, you know, is it the same as in the D.C. area?
This is Mitchie speaking, and, man, everywhere we go, it's the same response. They go bananas. I think one of the reasons why they go so crazy is because we bring something so different to the industry, and what the industry is missing, you know? The land is wide open for what we're doing right now, and the kids have no young superstar to look up to right now, you know? And we bring you three. And I want to talk about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to talk exactly about that. Well, first of all, just so that we can paint the full picture, you know, you guys are compared to, for the older generation, a lot of our listeners out there, they are aware of New Edition. Who doesn't know who New Edition is? And folks like that. For a lot of the younger folks, I had to find out myself, Mindless Behavior, and One Direction and all these folks out there. So you guys are really, you know, you're a powerhouse vocal trio with all kinds of dance abilities and all these wonderful things. But let me ask you guys, who are some of the folks that you would say are the most, who influenced you the most is what I'm really driving at?
With us, we all had a collective of different people that influenced us, and then some of them were the same, similar. So when we were in our artist development, we would sit and watch their concerts, our favorite legends concerts like Michael Jackson, Jackson 5, the Beatles, the Boyz II Men, New Edition, like you said, and Jodeci, and we would just pick our favorite parts from each of those artists. Like, we love Michael Jackson's entertainment quality, and we love Jodeci, how they just made females feel when they performed. Then we just love the harmonies of Boyz II Men and the style of New Edition and things like that. So we put pieces from all those artists together, and that's how we made ourselves. So it's like a collective of all the legends all in one when it comes to us.
Wow. And let me ask you guys, now, what you're in the middle of the music business now. Are you looking at some other entertainment things down the road, maybe acting, movies? What are you guys or do you wish to just stay in music or perhaps go into producing or something like that? Have you guys been thinking about that as well? I know you're just getting started and just getting off the mark.
Yeah, this is Mitchie speaking, and we are businessmen first before we even come to the music, you know? So right now we're already working on our clothing line. It's called Vargaro, V-A-R-G-A-R-O. So we're already branching off doing a lot of different things. We're in acting classes right now. We actually remodel as well. We do a lot of things on the side that gives you the diversity in this group. You know, we pretty much do everything, and we want to do everything. That's why we're studying the business as we go along. We have a great mentor, a great CEO, Mr. Russell Webster. He's been in the industry as long as I've been born, you know? and under his care, he's teaching us the business side of everything, you know? So
we're not
just doing this for music. We want to be future CEOs, future executives, future commentators. You know, we want to do everything.
Exactly. What was that ending again? Because of why?
I said because, you know, it's always life after music.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you guys are looking at longevity. And the way this video and all of what you're doing is any indication, you're going to be around for a long, long time. You know, so I just want to say that. Now, Yes, you're welcome. And folks, if you've just joined us out there, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hazan. I've got a trio of young performers. Now, they are the group 4EY, the future. 4EY, the future. And I love this. Let's tell everybody what the 4EY stands for and what this means.
This is Missy Ann. 4EY stands for Forever Young. And we added the future to our name because we are very young, black, strong men, and we're very inspirational. At the same time, we want to influence people and let them know that you can live your dreams, and we don't age, and we are the future. The kids and the youth are the future, you know, so we want to represent that to the fullest. So we are forever young, and we are the future. So we just made it real small and short, so the number 4, the letter E, the letter Y, and the future.
And speaking of which, your website. So let's go ahead and tell everybody, because I want everybody to be able to see this amazing video that's out there that's really, really making some waves in the music business. And I'm looking at you guys on the charts, you know, next to Beyonce. You know, so I certainly want folks to know first how to find you on the Internet, and then also how do you feel about being on charts, sharing chart positions with the Beyonce. Tell us about all of that.
Well, this is King Ico, and to find us, pretty much we're on all social medias, and all you have to do is type in we, the letter R, the number 4EY, and that will link you to our Instagram, our Twitter, our Facebook, our Vine, our SoundCloud, our Snapchat, and our actual website is the same, we, the letter R, the number 4EY.com. And to be on the charts with Beyonce and the people like that is a dream come true. Like, when growing up, we always love, eat, sleep, and love music. And to finally have, to see our work paying off and to see that this song could take us as far as it's taking us and we're just getting started is a blessing. A lot of artists don't get to be in our shoes right now, so we're taking everything in and we're not taking nothing for granted, and we're very humble about it.
Well, it definitely sounds that way. And I just want to remind everybody, the single that is out and that's garnering all this attention is the Move Scoot Over song, Scoot Over. So, I have to say, you each share, or maybe was this the one that you each share, like, lead vocal parts on the song? You're all leads on. I just think that is fantastic. So it's not like one person is always out there and then the other two are like, you know, doing doo-wop backup type stuff. You're all equal leads and just all talented.
That we bring different to the industry, you know. We all sing lead. We all sing. We all dance. Trey, he raps as well. So we bring you three guys that perform all together in one, you know. So it's like three Ushers and three Chris Browns in one, you know. And we give you the Jackson 5 effect. We give you the Drew Hill, the New Edition. We give you all of that now performance-wise. So that's why I think we're going to be here for a long time because, you know, the industry is missing what we're bringing, and it has
exactly
what we can actually do.
Well, it definitely seems you guys are off and running and on the right track. would you say to other young men who are looking to break into the entertainment business? What would you like to tell them?
On behalf of all of us, we like to go by the three H's: staying humble, staying honest, and staying hungry. You know, anybody that's on the grind, it don't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if it's in the music industry or in school or anywhere. If you keep those three H's in mind, you'll be very successful. You know, never get big head, stay humble. Never give up your drive, stay hungry. You know, and if you stay honest with the people around you and be loyal and keep an honest mindset going into everything with a good mind and a good team, there's no way you can fail.
Wow. Well, listen, guys, on that note, I want to thank you guys for being with us today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And before we go, I want to find out if you guys have anybody you want to shout out to today.
Just our team, man. Shout out to our team, the whole 40 Wagon D. You know, we have a great team behind us. We have a great CEO, a great foundation here, Forever Young Music Group. Everyone that's a part of this camp, just shout out to all of them and our parents, of course.
And then also shout out to Team 40 Wagon. We love you guys. Shout out to, we just got a new Team 40 Wagon page, fan page made from Australia. So shout out to you guys if you get a chance to listen to this. Shout out to Team 40 Wagon DMV. We have a lot of Team 40 Wagon fan pages. So just shout out to the whole Team 40 Wagon. We are still rocking with you guys. Make sure y'all stay rocking with us. And check out that single Scoot Over and the music video on Devo and TV Jam. Anywhere you can check it.
And thanks for having us, man. We appreciate your time.
It's my pleasure. And again, listen, 4EY, the future. You are our present and the future. You're really doing some great things. Keep doing what you're doing. We support you here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And do come back when the new album is out, when the CD is out and released. Please come back and share it with us.
Okay, great, man. Thanks for having us.
All right. Folks, keep it right here. There's a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to come. Stay with us. All right, we're back live. It is Friday morning, October 13th of 2023. It's our show number 907. I would like to bring to the line my co-host, Mr. Michael Hopkins, who's out of wonderful, shall we say, beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Again, good morning, Michael.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, I am very happy to also bring to the line a gentleman who came to our show, I guess sometime, who's, I see, totally entrenched in the fashion industry. He does events that he'll be sharing and telling us all about. Has one coming to my neck of the woods here in Brooklyn. Let me welcome to, first of all, let me just bring to the line Mr. Mark David Carter. Good morning, Mark. Good morning.
Good morning. How's everyone today?
All right, you're on with. Yes, top of the morning. You're on with Michael Hopkins, my co-host, and Kara Hine. So it's good to speak with you again, sir.
Good morning, Michael and Kara and Carrie.
Good morning.
Good. Officially. I know it's early out there, and let me just say, you're in the Chicago area. It's always like an hour behind us here in New York. You're on the Central Time Zone, so thank you. I always like to appreciate where folks are getting up early to listen in. And we got listeners out in California who tune in and overseas and in just about everywhere. You know that. So,
yes,
first of all, good to have you back, sir. My gosh, it's been a while.
Oh, yes, it has. But we've gotten a lot of traction completing our tour de Natural for the 2023 calendar year.
Congratulations. And I want to talk about that tour because you were able to come to New York. You went to a few other cities. Mark, just share with everybody, what did you discover in this tour?
What did I discover across the tour?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you took the tour to different cities. You went out. Was there anything that was surprising to you? And maybe just tell us a little bit about the tour first and all that you had accomplished.
Well, Carrie, the tour in and of itself basically goes to maybe six cities since the pandemic occurred. And before the pandemic, we were touring to 12 cities. And this year, my interest is to complete the six cities all over again.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm finding, what I'm finding, Carrie, is that everywhere I go, even though it's a completely different set of people, the people are almost the same. The spirit of the people is almost the same. And it's very interesting because when I encounter naturals across the U.S., it's the same good, wholesome vibe. All natural. Yes, indeed.
Wonderful. Well, that's good to hear.
Yes.
It really is.
Yes, it is.
Now, the last time you came to New York, and unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to get out, but I said, this time, Mark, I'm coming to your show. So I cannot wait to hear a little bit more about it. And let's kind of get that on out there because there's some folks who are tuned in from the New York area who I'm sure would be very interested in your fashion show. So please tell us all about your upcoming event.
Okay. We'll be hosting Natural Hair Fest on Sunday, November 26th at the Sheraton Brooklyn Downtown Hotel. And we'll be there in the Metrotech Ballroom. Our event starts from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And what's also very interesting, we'll be having a talent showcase between the hours of 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. Then, in addition to that, we also have the Afro-INTL Fashion Show. And the Afro-INTL Fashion Show at this present time will feature a designer based in Paris, France. His name is Mike Sela, and Mike is actually born in Senegal. And we also have Dalali Haliga, who is also the fashion designer or founder of Ocean Design. And so it is going to be an awesome program. I just want to say I'm so appreciative of New York because of the vibe and the heartbeat of fashion in the city. New Yorkers know they know how to have a fashion show.
Well, yes. And I'm sorry, but New York is the fashion capital of the entire world.
I agree. I agree.
Yes. Although
absolutely.
I have to say, let me say this about the Parisian fashions. I've been to Paris several times. And so I love this. And every time I would go, in fact, some of the earliest memories I have of when I would travel over to Paris was going out to the Eiffel Tower and meeting quite a few folks from Senegal who would be out there selling their wares and all of that. And it just meant so much. And I would talk with them and share. So those are some great memories I have of Paris. And I can't wait to speak with the gentleman live, you know, on the air and kind of share some of those, bring back some of those memories. So I'm super excited about that.
Yes,
so listen,
indeed.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. Yes, go ahead, Mark. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, and also the fashions that Mike Sela specializes in their repurposed leather garments. All leather, you know, the season right now, we're in the fall season, getting ready to enter into the winter.
Yeah.
So, you know, people love having that second skin on, you know, leather.
Yeah.
And then the leather is metallic. It's painted in hues of gold, silver, copper. It has like a metallic look to it. And one of the things that we have to understand about Senegalese fashion designers and Parisian fashion designers is that they have a cut out of this world. And so many of my designs are actually cut to fit the form. And so if he was to custom design a leather jacket or a leather coat or a pair of pants or even a dress, it is going to fit wonderfully. Oh, and one of the other things about Mike's designs is that on the back of his creations, in many instances, he paints historical figures. And so we have a jacket that has Nelson Mandela painted on it. Then there's also Tupac Shakur. And in addition to that, Josephine Baker, and there's also African masks, and in addition to that, also impressions of African men and women from the motherland.
I think this is awesome. Thank you so much for that, Mark. So I'm looking forward to this. So that's Mike Seela, right?
Yes, Mike Seela. Now, I'm not certain if he's going to be with us today because I haven't gotten a reply just as of yet.
Then, you know what? Then we're going to just have you to tell us a lot more about his fashion. We want him to have representation on today's broadcast. So no problem at all. I know you can take care of that. Now, listen, guys, this is a big event. And again, it's coming up on Sunday, November 26th, in my neck of the woods. You're coming back to Brooklyn. Yeah.
And Carrie, we're looking for models. So if anyone has an interest in modeling, please reach out to us if you possibly can.
Yes, please do. And speaking of which, give folks your contact information, Mark, so they can catch up with you if they need to.
Okay. Well, you can always call or text 240-646-4819. That's 240-646-4819. And we're also available online at naturalhairfest.com. That's naturalhairfest.com. And we are presently looking for model talent in the New York area.
And we have some of the most beautiful model talent, females and males, of course, right here in New York. So I'm going to speak personally to that. And there are some great folks out here, this is what they do. And Brooklyn brings the fashion too now. Let me just say, you know. Yeah, so I'm super, super excited about you guys coming out. And this is going to be just a fun time. And it's been a while. It's been a while. So you have been. Now, I know you come to New York, and we'll talk a little bit more about some of the other places and all of that, because the new year is right around the corner. So we want to find out what plans you've got for 2024. You're always looking ahead, Mark.
Oh, my goodness. You know, 2024 is a new season for me. As a matter of fact, the new season has already started, Jerry. And in addition to that, my interest, once I complete the New York program, and the New York program is actually the brand finale for the Tour de Natural 2023. So once I complete the New York event, I believe that things are going to go back to natural at that time, or that things are going to go back to normal. I want to say normal. I got natural on my mind, on my brain so much.
Natural is normal.
Back to natural. Yes. Yes, indeed.
So,
yes. And so
yes.
The interest, though, is for things to go back to normal post-pandemic. I don't believe that things have really gone back to natural or normal yet. Because
right,
of the fact that we have the recession that we're anticipating, and then in addition to that, the inflation that's going on, and the fact that the spending patterns of consumers has actually changed, where people are doing things more spur of the moment than planning it out. And so, or I want to say paycheck to paycheck, kind of.
Well, you know,
and
the economy, Oof. So, yes, go ahead, because I want to talk to you about that part. Go right ahead, Mark.
Yeah, so we want to get to 2024, and the interest for the new year is to do 24 cities across the United States. Yes.
Did you just do 24 cities?
24 cities. I mean, the number on the end of the year, 2024, that is, to me, spiritually, my clue in to the fact that it's okay for me to do 24 cities, to shoot for 24 cities.
Ooh.
I mean, it's 2024.
All right.
Right, right, Michael?
Are you good?
Michael. Is Michael still there?
I think, he is. I took his mic up. Michael Hopkins, are you still there? Mark asked you, is that a good idea to do 24 cities in 2024?
Hey, that sounds like a plan to me, 24-24.
Well, you know, I'm learning that I'm a road show, and in order to get the word out about what I do, I have to visit other markets and territories, and I have to have interactions with people from across this country in order to build a platform that is going to be elevative for naturals and for members of the beauty industry. And also, the trajectory of the natural hair movement has been one where now that we have the Crown Act law implemented in many states, that the same atmosphere as it relates to people being discriminated against because of the way that they wear their hair is not there. It's almost as if the whole of the nation aren't embracing natural hair. But we still have pockets where there are situations like what's going on in Texas with the young man who had locks and who pretty much was suspended from school because they said that his hairstyle was
That's right. I saw that story. Yeah, listen, let me just make sure folks know, yes, the Crown Act, it is out there in several states, but there's still a lot more work to be done
as it
pertains to folks who are against discrimination. We are against discrimination of hair. And we've talked about that. You know, it's sad that your hair, you know, just literally brings people to discriminate against. I mean, it just makes no sense. And
over the years, I've had individuals express that hair is politics, and I really didn't understand it, Kerry, because I was on the general side of the cosmetology industry at first as Metro Salon Pro. And so as soon as I started embracing natural hair, it's like the cosmetologist backed off. And I was like, wait, what's going on? And what it was is that when I was promoting natural hair, the cosmetologists were saying, we don't do that, you know. And, so, you know, then
Not
I began
better,
to recognize.
Though.
It has
yes,
gotten better, but I'm talking about back
better.
In, when, in
oh,
the,
yeah, no,
like
no.
around
it
2017,
was,
2018,
Mark, you're absolutely
2016.
Right.
And yes. so right now what I am seeing is the fact that we do have the concept of the Crown Act law that
right.
people understand. We can't discriminate against a person because they have a relaxer. We can't discriminate against a person because their hair is, you know, fine. We can't discriminate against a person for whatever hair type they have. That the Crown Act law protects all hair. And that's why
and
I
I'm proud
that
to right here in New York, we have that Crown Act law in place. So I'm very pleased about that.
I think you were the second city to implement it
yeah,
after
we
Los Angeles.
Early.
Yeah,
we were early on. Yeah, New York, you know, we don't mess around in New York. I remember,
okay.
you know, being here in the Northeast. Yeah. Like some
wow.
of the states, you know, each, like the cosmetology board is regulated state by state. And so
yeah.
I remember even states that connect right to New York or border with New York may have different
laws
in
yes.
place as it pertains to hair and beauty, but not us. We are on point. And we've
yes,
always
indeed.
Been, and that's what I love about it. And then some of the other states kind of come around and stuff. But, yeah, I'm a big, you know, we're all supporters of this. And, I mean, it just, it gets me about the discrimination, like the case you brought up. And there's, I mean, honestly, we've covered this on the show, and there's like every year there's two or three of these kind of cases where they're being discriminated against their hair. And a job or a school, and for the life of me, Lee, I go kind of cuckoo on this, though, because I'm like, leave our hair alone, for goodness sakes. You
yeah.
know, I just,
how bad
is, it, I just don't understand, but, you know, but it is, thank goodness, it's a shame that you need a law. It's a shame that you need a law on the book.
Yeah,
and that we have to put all that energy into that, which we do, and I'm proud of that and what we've done with the Crown Act. But it
well,
says that it's still warranted in this day and age.
Yes, indeed.
And, so,
and people have
know,
done the work necessary to get it done, and that's what's
oh,
important.
Oh, yeah. No,
yes.
Yeah, no, they're great. And you guys can Google it as well. It's out there. You can't miss it. And we are very much supportive of them. Don't get me wrong. So
yes,
we thank
indeed.
You, and you should be too out there.
Okay.
So listen, yes, you know, we have to talk about fashion. Yeah, and, you know, I want to kind of get into a little bit of the conversation. You know, we have to take a moment to pause. Everybody in this country, now there's a link to fashion, if you will, because I believe that Will and Jada's son or daughter, I think they're into fashion somehow. So that'll be my foray into this brief conversation. Because are you guys aware of the firestorm that's happening out there about the Pinkets and all of that, and you know, and their tie and connection to hair and fashion? So all this is kind of bubbled up, and it's the talk of the town. So listen, why don't we take a little bit of a commercial break? When we come back, Mark, I want you to weigh in on this. And also,
yes.
Michael Hopkins, we haven't talked about this yet. So we're going to talk
wow.
about this, and it's big out there. Every single show is covering this topic on Will and Jada. And it really kind of goes back. It harkens back to her whole thing with alopecia, the big slap at the Oscars,
all kinds of stuff going on over there, and we want you to weigh in on this, Mark. I cannot wait to hear your thoughts.
Yes, indeed.
You know what? Okay, stay with us, folks. We'll be back in a bit. Stay with us.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with The Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Trying to start a hair industry business and need help? We've got you covered. Listen to brand new episodes of our original radio series, Hairpreneurs, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
And I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Hunt. Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hunt.
All right, it's good to be with you. It's Friday morning, October 13th of 2023. It's our show number 907. It's 907 as we broadcast live from Brooklyn, New York. My co-star, you guys know Michael Hopkins. He hosts his own radio show right here on our network for veterans and others on the Vet Talk radio show, Tuesday mornings at 8:30. Michael, again, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So listen, today we have a special in-studio, virtual studio, that is live guest with us. You guys know Mark David Carter. He's been with us before. Just a wonderful, wonderful fella who is deep in the fashion hair and all this. Oh, it's wonderful, these presentations with these tours and just bringing everybody into the fold. Again, it is our great honor to again bring back to the show Mark David Carter. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I'm reporting live from downtown Chicago, making the connection with the Big Apple, New York City. That's right.
Yes, you got it. I'm loving that. How's the weather out there in Chicago?
Oh my goodness, it's cold. You know it's freezing cold outside here.
Not yet. Already?
Wow. Yes. Carrie, I went to Charlotte, North Carolina last weekend to do Natural Hair Fest Charlotte. It was like almost 70 degrees in Charlotte. And then I come back to the city of Chicago, and now I got on a hoodie and long johns and all of that. So,
well,
yes,
it's
freezing cold here.
Wow, that's wee bit cold. Wow.
We're getting it started. We are getting it started.
Yes, because, see, and Michael,
Virginia,
in Southern Virginia, it's what, in the 70s already? You're still?
No, it's probably in the 60s right now. It's a little chilly, but it's not that bad. But yeah, no, we're not in Long John yet. Oh no. No.
Over there,
no.
I'm gonna get you for that one. I'm in for that one.
Wow.
Okay. Well, listen, fellas, let me tell you, here in Brooklyn, New York, it's the weather has been crazy, like pretty much what everybody else in the country is dealing with on some level. But, yeah, it's still a little bit cool now, but then it's getting cooler. Well, it's heading in the Chicago direction. And then, you know, and then we are constantly having rain on the weekends. Like every single weekend, there's rain. Don't know why. It's been over a month. So maybe going on 2 weeks. Yeah.
Tell me, what is it with New Yorkers about the rain? Because last year it rained during the early part of the day on November 27th. That was when we held Natural Hip Fest New York last year.
Yeah.
And
wow, that's already
everybody
been a year.
Yes, it's almost been a year. And everybody was in New York was just saying that New Yorkers don't move when it rains. They don't budge. They stay in. And so that was something that I learned. And,
yeah.
Tell me about that.
Well, we're almost as bad as the L.A. folks.
We are.
I mean, yeah, LA wins the award for me, you know, and LA, when there's a speck of rain, everything shuts down. It comes to a halt, a screeching halt.
Wow.
And so amazing. That was something to me. Yeah. New York is bad. We just don't go out so much in the rain. But for them it's they put on a whole, I mean, you might as well say a parade about the rain. It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. And see, sadly, this time now, the weather is kind of topsy-turvy. So it's hard to even call it, to be honest. Yeah, it's hard to call it because everything is happening so strangely. Now, hey, guys, before we went to the – speaking of strangely, before we went to our commercial break, you know, we have to talk about this. And Michael, you know, we've talked about the big slap on the show.
Right.
We've covered that big slap from every which angle. That I thought we could cover the big slap with Will Smith and Chris Rock. Well, it was Will Smith slapping Chris Rock on the Oscars. And I really did. I thought we covered it, and I didn't think there could be anything else to add to this story. Well, let me tell you, there is a lot more that they're adding to this story. It seems like this whole thing with Will and Jada and them just keeps getting bigger and bigger. It doesn't go away. Well, she has a new book out. So I guess that's
the plot
in part.
Wow.
The plot, like, you know, I don't even know where to begin with this, but just for you guys like me, who I was surprised. You guys, it's everywhere. Everybody's talking about it. Where Jada Smith has made a public statement on the Today Show with Hoda Kotb that she and Will had been living apart separately since 2017. So everybody's kind of weighing in on it from so many different things and so many different, and trying to do the timeline to see if this had anything to do with, of course, the big slap, the entanglement, the red table talk. I was blown away. So first let me ask our guest today, Mark, you got to tell us, what are your thoughts? And have you heard
about this? Oh my goodness, Carrie. I'm not one to gossip, but this is too good not to get into it. Okay, so and the key word is entanglement. Entanglement. Well, first and foremost, let me just say that
There was a moment with this whole thing where everybody was empathizing with Jada over the alopecia dynamic. Okay.
Yes.
And so but guess what? Jada doesn't have hereditary alopecia. She was getting her hair blonde, platinum blonde. And in addition to that, for a long time, she wore extensions and weaves. And so talking about traction alopecia and also chemical alopecia. And these forms of alopecia are avoidable. You see what I'm saying? But people across
types that is really avoidable. But you're absolutely right.
And so people who aren't really alopecia-oriented, trichologists, or people who study the skin or dermatologists, they're not really up on the various forms of alopecia and the differentiation.
Exactly. Unless you tune into the Hair Radio Show, because we have talked about this ad nauseam for you guys out there.
Okay.
But you know what? Yes, this is really... and it does. It emanates out of the whole, the whole problem of the alopecia. And we didn't, a lot of folks out there, we didn't even know of the word before the big slap.
So guess what? They blamed it on alopecia, but now what's coming to the surface is that there's a potential entanglement between and Jada Pinkett.
You know, I have to laugh every time
So here they are. He joked about her alopecia, and now we're finding out that it was a possible entanglement
on. Well, she
is what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly what you're saying, because of the timeline now. Now, everybody's saying, well, hold it. If you weren't together, then there was really not an entanglement so much. And we don't know what, honestly, I'm going to raise my own hand. I don't quite know what to believe or to say or to trust. Now, here, let me just go back a little bit, because what you said about the alopecia, as far as I can tell, I agree. I always thought that it was, that to me, it appeared to be traction alopecia. Because we all know, if this is from from Jada putting it out there herself, you know, with all these different things, and we're witnessing the, possible abuse. Yes, Mark.
Yeah, and Jada has kept a shortcut TWA or a
I haven't heard TWA in years.
TWA.
Oh yes, and the big chop. She's been a big chopper for quite some time. And
that's
so
right.
And then to do platinum blonde, that means that the chemical from the color, the bleach, that it had to come in contact with the scalp, on numerous occasions, and it's almost like this was a part, this look was a part of her brand. So, and it's been years.
Here's a funny thing, though. Did you remember when she was saying this, though, Mark? She never really said what type of alopecia.
Jada never said anything. She never really said anything. She just sat there. She didn't say Will was wrong. She didn't say Will was right. She didn't say anything.
That's true.
Yeah, it was all hush
it's
hush.
It's a crazy story. That whole thing is just crazy to me. I'm sorry, folks. Boy, it seems like, have you guys, I grew up at the time we had those, the Munsters and the Addams thing. The whole thing is a little bit odd.
Yes.
So,
wow. It's just really beyond odd to me. Wow.
Yeah.
It is just a never-ending story.
It is a never-ending story. Yeah. That's, you know what, that's really true. It's a never-ending story. It's feeling like that. And honestly, I don't know what to say about them anymore. And do people still care? That's the other thing. And I think people do because it's literally everywhere. They're still talking about it. It's
well, not only that, not only that, after the Red Table Talk ceased, you know, that was also a big thing, too, because when you're dealing with celebrities and when you're dealing with people who have notoriety or influencers, you sometimes and then with wealthy entertainers, you always have this notion that what they do is going to maintain and keep going and going and going. But right now, even the Red Table Talk has ceased. And
really?
You know, yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes, indeed.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is
just
really...
like.
You know, and I don't know what to say because I hate, it makes me feel, I don't want to be team one or the other, but boy, Jada, listen, if you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, honey, you don't come off too well right now. So if you're just trying to sell a book, I don't know, because this kind of borders on too much information. I think we finally had gotten past talking about it, and then she rips it back open again, and with the most inflammatory type of you know, statement on it. Because to me, every single time she says something about all of this, I feel sorry for poor Will Smith, and he's not poor by any means of the imagination.
Yeah.
But
you're using figuratively, right, Carrie?
Well, it shows how there are variations in confinement in these relationships and the types of bonds that you form in Hollywood. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I tell you. Mark, listen, if you guys are just joining us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. It's our Friday show. October 13, 2023, we're live. It's about 8:41 if you're on the East Coast, 7:41 for our Central Time folks. I'm real excited to have you with us, Mark. Now, we are talking about your upcoming event. We want to let folks know that this is important to come to. It is. So, Mark, just remind everybody, so this is the Afro International Brooklyn Fashion Show and so much other stuff. Just give us the whole rundown, please.
Okay. Well, on Sunday, November 26th, Thanksgiving weekend, Natural Hair Fest New York proudly presents the Afro INTL Fashion Show, Brooklyn, New York. It's going to take place at the Sheraton Brooklyn Downtown Hotel, located 228 Duffield Street in the Metro Tech Ballroom. And featuring designers Mike Fila and Dalali Haliga of Oshun Design. Mike Fila Couture and Oshun Design. And we're going to have a wonderful time. We're right now conducting a model search, looking for models of all nationalities, all heights, all sizes. And in addition to that, you know, children or individuals under age 18 must have parental consent and participation in order to be a part of the program. Where you can reach us at if you're interested in the model search, that is 240-646-4819. That number again, 646-4819. And you can also visit us online at naturalhairfest.com.
Wow. Well, we are so excited. And, you know, I think you mentioned earlier about Mike's designs, Mike Silla's designs, because did you mention about leather? Because that's not easy to do. So he must be incredibly good to be working with leather, because not everybody can or not everybody does. So tell us a little bit about that as well again.
Well, Mike's fashion designs are made with repurposed leather, and most of his items have kind of like a metallic feel. It's his way of kind of like recreating some of the precious metals that we have on leather. So you may have a gold panel or a silver panel with a copper colored panel or a bronze tone panel. And, you know, most people of color or with melanin in the skin, these precious metals actually accentuate the complexion. And so that's kind of like where his line actually goes. And then in addition to that, he's also a couturier. So he's able to cut that leather to fit the form where it's almost like a second skin. And especially if he has an opportunity to custom make the garment for the client. And so Mike Silla right now, he's in New York.
Really?
He just flew into New York from Las Vegas. Yeah, he was in Vegas, and then he was in Los Angeles. He just did two shows in Los Angeles and in Vegas. And he just recently had a show in New York, and he's back in New York now because Mike has collections that he's kind of like left in different places across the U.S., including Chicago.
Wow. Now, that's what I did want to ask you. How does the fashion scene in Chicago differ from what you've seen in New York? And you've put on shows here now in New York. So does it differ?
Well,
yes. What did you say?
I believe fashion in Chicago is a little more conservative as it relates to the models and things like that, because even though we do have a legitimate industry in Chicago, the freelance side of the modeling is not as robust as that of New York. New Yorkers live for a fashion show. As a matter of fact, there's someone up this morning modeling in their hall in their house right now in New York because they're ready to they're ready to break into the into the industry. And I just have a real appreciation for New York and the concept of fashion, because last year when I did the show, my curator, her name is Kat Schuler. She basically pulled together almost 35 models, 8 fashion designers, and maybe 9 fashion photographers. And the show was out of this world.
Yeah, I saw some of the pictures. I was just blown away.
We had the designer CG Nomo. We also had Sonic Studios. And in addition to that, there was also Proverbs, Illmatic Scream from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Lord Providence.
Wow.
Illmatic Scream.
That's actually Michael's home down here, too.
Oh, yes, right. Very much so.
Yes, indeed. And I had a Senegalese fashion designer as well who showcased her designs also. And we also had a young lady who also did her designs as well.
Seneca has so much talent. And again, I'm speaking personally. They have so much creativity. And you really don't find that level of creativity, in my opinion, you know, anywhere in the world. I mean, they really go in, you know, and as the kids say. And
well, I have to agree with you.
Wares. Oh, I love it. I love their wares. I mean, honestly, and they're always on display. They, you know, that's what I said. I got a big education directly from quite a few of the folks from Senegal. So really good stuff. And I'm excited about this. So thank you for introducing us to Mike Seeler. I can't wait to see some of his work and discover all of this and share with the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And so, Mark, now what's next for you? What's next for you?
Well, okay, before the pandemic, I was doing 12 cities on the tour. You know, we all, event planners got shut down immediately. No indoor, this and that. And so, you know, on the reopening, I started doing 6 events last year. And so this year, my interest is to complete the same 6 events that I did last year and in preparation for 2024. And in 2024, I have an interest in touring to 24 different cities across the United States. And
wow.
To do the Tour de Natural in 24 different states. And that is, in essence, to build a platform where I have people from all over the U.S. involved and to go and do face-to-face interactions with people from the various markets. And, you know, some markets are going to be robust. That's been my experience. Like New York is a robust market.
Oh, yeah.
And then some markets are going to be a little smaller, but it is essential to touch bases with all of the markets, you know, and to reach all of the people that we possibly can who may be aligned with the natural hair movement. And I don't know if you know this, Carrie, but I'm also the multiculturalhairshow.com. So I'm multicultural.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes,
I am.
That.
So the way I'm viewing things is that moving forward over the next 5 to 10 to 15 to 20 years, that somehow my programming will transition into the multicultural hair show based on the fact that we now have the Crown Act law being implemented still. And because it protects everyone as it relates to hair discrimination, that now that opens up the door for multicultural hair care.
Yeah, and multicultural hair care also. I mean, on so many, there's a huge spectrum to me because you have the different textures out there that, you know, that fall in that category. You have the folks with the mixed textures that has become a whole thing. I shouldn't call it a thing, but it's become a whole industry all by itself.
Yes.
And
yes,
just very interesting, just good stuff. Well, I'm very proud of you, Mark. My goodness.
Thank you. Thank
I really
you.
Am. Yes. And I'm
so
kind of
I appreciate you for having me on the show.
Oh, wow. No, that goes no problem. Where, you know, this is your home. I'm just surprised. You really caught me off guard. A whole year? I can't even believe that it's been a year that fast.
Wow,
and I know
Carrie,
one of the dynamics in event planning right now is that event planners are really, you have to really empathize with event planners now because with all of the postponements, all of the reschedules, reschedulings, all of the cancellations. Even if you look at that event that was held out in the mud, I can't remember what the name of the event is, but it was held out in the mud, and it was just a mudslide and everything, and the people got stuck out there in the middle of nowhere.
My goodness.
And I believe Chris Rock was able to get out in time before the airport had shut down. But the whole concept of event planning has changed. More of our social media networks are trying to get us to boost and advertise versus allowing us to get those real organic impressions that we were able to get years ago, you know, that could boost our business. But now if you want that boost, you got to pay for it. You know,
that's
it's
right.
a term
yeah.
they use called shadow banning. Yeah. And then in addition
now,
to that.
What is shadow banning?
Shadow banning is when, you know, instead of being able to get organic impressions, the algorithm actually blocks the organic impressions and it makes you have to advertise or boost or upgrade your advertisements so that you can reach people. Yeah. So
yeah.
shadow banning is when you could originally get responses organically in mass, but now the algorithm restricts some of that organic attention and makes you actually desire to advertise because you're not getting the same amount of response.
Well, these, I have to tell you something with technology, and I know folks are kind of getting a little bit, what do they call it, when you kind of get worn out? And you really have to stay on top of it. Yeah, there's a phrase, I can't think of it, but it's
kind of get burned out from a lot of this technology.
Yeah,
it's an overload, Carrie. Technology overload.
You say an overload.
Yeah, but it's on overload. But you know what? We'll talk about it on the next episode. That comes on the big folks.
So we got the subject for the next episode, technology.
Oh, we definitely do. We definitely do. We're going to be off for Saturday, Sunday, Monday. We're back live from 6 to 9 a.m. Tuesday. And this very show we'll share on our social media after we wrap in a few minutes. And I just want to just go back and say, Mark David Carter, our guest today, again, big event, big Sunday, November 26th event, 2023, right here in Brooklyn, New York. Please, before we let you go, one more time, please, Mark David Carter, share with everybody one more time about this event that they need to come and get tickets and all that.
On Sunday, November 26th. We are presenting to you proudly Natural Hair Fest New York from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then we have a open mic talent showcase from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. And then we're going to feature the Afro INTL fashion show at 8 p.m. And then at 10, we're going to offer Afrobeat music. This is all going to take place at the Sheraton Downtown Brooklyn Hotel, located at 228 Duffield Street in the Metro Tech Ballroom. And this will be our third actual program in New York City. And it's just a beautiful opportunity. Tickets, we have a $15 standing room only ticket, a $35 general admission ticket, and also a $100 VIP ticket. You got to get your VIP.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, we also have an opportunity for vendors who actually have wares that are cultural and natural hair oriented who can come out and connect with our audience members. It's going to be a wonderful opportunity for the entire hair community to network under the auspices of natural hair care.
Wow, it gets no better than that. Mark David Carter, our guest today. So please, folks, support the event. We're going to keep you informed out there all about it. And, Mark, I hope you come back soon and tell us more.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, right? Okay. Michael Hopkins, great job today, of course. And we'll be back on Tuesday. Did you have something else real quick?
Oh, yes. Mark. Yes, Mark.
Oh, thank you for this wonderful opportunity. And if you would like to reach out for tickets, sponsorships, or advertising, or a vending opportunity, our number is 240-646-4819. That number again, 240-646-4819.
And on that note, folks, we'll see you on Tuesday, 6 a.m. Eastern for the next Hair Radio Morning Show. Thanks again. Thank you, guys. All right. Have a great weekend. All right, outro.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close.